A major mainstream publishing house has taken a big step towards recognizing the marketability of books by and about gays. St. Martin's Press has just launched a new line of gay paperbacks. It's called Stonewall Inn Editions. The name pays homage to a New York gay bar where, in 1969, gays fought back against a police raid. That event was a turning point in the early history of the gay liberation movement. My guest, Michael Denneny, is a senior editor at St. Martin's and the general editor of Stonewall Inn Editions. He's also one of the founders of the gay publication Christopher Street. Denneny thinks it's time that gay writers are accepted by the general literary establishment.
Well, it seemed to me there was a second generation of gay writers coming along who were very exciting, and I wanted to find some way to get to a wider audience than the people who had been reading and buying the cloth books. So I thought I would try a trade paper line.
When you say a second generation of gay writers, how was this generation different from the first generation of gay writers?
Well, I think the first generation of really openly gay writers in the 70s, people like Ed White, Andrew Holleran, Larry Kramer, Felice Picano, they were the first people to come out publicly and to risk their careers doing it. And when the second generation of writers came along, it was a much more accepted thing. I mean, the novels didn't have to be as political. They were about, rather than being about gay life, they were about life as it was experienced by a gay man.
There have been a number of small presses devoted to books by gay and lesbian authors. I think that the fact that a mainstream publishing company would do that, would devote a line to gay books, shows that the gay market is being taken more seriously. Do you think that that's true?
Yeah, I think it's a market that's really coming into existence. It's an interesting phenomenon because actually the writers are there first, and it's as if the audience is coming to existence around them, you know, it's making a circle of people around the writers wanting to listen to them. This is a bit unfortunate from the author's point of view, to be there first, because they're not quite making the money they'd make if the audience was already established. But it really is a process of building an audience.
It's sometimes very difficult for serious fiction to find its readership, especially if you're a first-time novelist. Is it an advantage, do you think, to have a built-in audience that say, a gay novel might have?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, if you publish a first novel, it's an amazingly uphill fight. Somebody once said that publishing a first novel is like dropping a rose petal down the Grand Canyon and waiting to hear an echo. And it basically, that's a good analogy. Here you have the context of a community. Even though the sales figures aren't that large yet, you get the advantage that there are people that are really waiting for the next novels. There's a coherent audience that tends to read all the other gay novels. And this situation, I think, is very good for a writer.
We're talking about gay readers, but do you assume that only gay readers read books by gay writers?
I think that has been true up to about now, that basically it was a specialized audience, and most of the sales of any gay book you could pretty much be sure were to gay people. That seems to me to be changing. I think what we're seeing happen is somewhat like what happened with black women writers about 10 or 15 years ago, when for some reason, and you can never know why this happens, but all of a sudden there were people like Toni Morrison, Entezake Shange, Alice Walker, Gloria Naylor. You had this enormous resurgence of writing by black women writers, you know, a renaissance, which has continued up to our own day. I think it's one of the strongest impulses in, you know, literary history right now. And I think a parallel thing is happening with gay writers.
You came of age before the gay liberation movement. Were there many books that you could read that were about being gay?
No. Very, very few. And I was always excited the minute I found any one of them.
How would you find them? Word of mouth?
Word of mouth, by sheer accident. You know, just suddenly reading something or reading an author and suddenly realizing this was a gay book. But in fact, there was very little available.
Does it make you feel more marginalized when you can't find characters like yourself in the books that you read?
Oh, for sure. For sure. That's why I got into this originally. By around 74 or 75, I was basically known in publishing as a woman's editor because I was doing a lot of women's books, books by and about women. And it suddenly hit me that I was never doing any books that were about my own life, you know, about the experiences my friends and I had. Took me a couple of years to wake up to that, but then I said, this is silly. You know, I'm perfectly happy publishing and reading these books by women, which I thought were extraordinarily interesting. I wanted to see some books that had to do with my own problems, lifestyle, community, society. I think it's natural for people to want to see their life reflected in the literature, the art that they have. So I made a political decision to try to see if I could start publishing gay books and whether or not there was a future in that. And for a while, until the late 70s, it looked a little wobbly. I wasn't sure. But then, as I say, the second generation of writers came along and continues to come along. I mean, I'm introducing a new gay author almost every season now, which is quite remarkable.
How long ago did you get into the publishing industry?
About, what is it, 16 years. 16 years ago. I worked at Macmillan for 5 years, and I've worked for the last 11 years at St. Martin's.
Were you openly gay when you started in the industry?
No. When I started at Macmillan, that was 1971, I wasn't openly gay at all. By the end of my tenure there, I was, because I'd been involved in the founding of Christopher Street. And much to my surprise, Christopher Street was sort of widely read in the publishing industry. I've never quite understood that. So whether I liked it or not, I was fairly out after that.
Did it change your status at all, or did it change the kinds of books that you were given to edit?
No, I don't think so. And I haven't come across a problem with anybody. I mean, the first time I met with G. Gordon Liddy, I figured I ought to put it on the table. And I said, Gordon, this is a very expensive restaurant, and we're going to have a very nice meal, so we might as well find out if this would be a problem working together. And if so, we can just forget about it and have a good meal. He had no problem whatsoever. And in fact, when he went on tour, he went out of his way to talk about having a gay editor.
So do you work exclusively now with gay writers?
Oh, no. It's about a quarter of the authors that I have. I do all sorts of things, murder mysteries, poetry, Entezaki Shange's novels and plays. I'm hoping to get Gordon Liddy to write a new novel. Now, it's about, I would say, 20, maybe 25% of what I do.
Well, I'm sure that there are many, many gay writers knocking at your door now, wanting in on this new line. Does that put you in a funny situation?
It puts me in a situation of having to read an incredible amount.
It also puts you in the position of having to say no to a lot of people.
Right, right. And that gets awkward. And especially the hardest part is I'm seeing a very large number of novels written about AIDS, most of them written, you know, out of feelings of great grief and anger. And this is very hard to read. It's hard to read 3 or 4 of those a week. But out of that are going to come some incredible books.
The books that you've brought out so far are by men. Do you have any lesbian writers that you'll be bringing out?
I don't. That's sort of an open question. I have published several lesbian writers. Noretta Kurtzke's 2 novels, Judy Grand's poetry. I don't know. We really haven't made a decision on the line, although it's beginning to look like the line will be a male line.
What's the reason for that?
The audiences are quite different. I'm much more familiar with what's happening in gay male writing than I am with lesbian writing. There are several lesbian presses that do extraordinarily good jobs. The distribution system is different. There's about 80 or 90 feminist bookstores in this country, and while they're not lesbian, they're feminist, they do carry the gay women's literature. I just think they're, you know, it's a different community to some extent, a different culture, and I'm not anywhere near as well-versed. I don't know as many writers in it.
So you think this is a job for somebody else?
Probably, yeah. I couldn't handle another one at this point.
Michael Denneny is a senior editor at St. Martin's Press and general editor of Stonewall Inn Editions, a new line of gay paperback books.